Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business. I am obsessed with that intersection where marriage and business meet, how they affect each other, and how do we thrive and use all of that to serve God and be in this world. Today with me is Liz Wilcox.
Hey, friends.
Go introduce yourself.
Hey, so you know that feeling you get when you watch an amazing show like this and there's some wild woman on here screaming about email marketing and she tells you, you know, that's the first foundational piece of your business that you should create and, you know, go out and build your list and email your people. And so, you know, you get on the computer, you go to write a newsletter or try to build your email list, and then you probably feel maybe a little small, maybe a little silly because you have no idea how to do any of that. Well, I help eliminate that problem. My name is Liz Wilcox, and I really mean it when I say I want to help you make email marketing simple.
Yes, not only simple, but fun. Liz is so much fun. Yes, and I never thought I would say this, but it is one of the coolest places to hang out. I love coming to the Q&As. I love being part of the membership because there's something really light and playful about this thing that most people see as a chore.
I love that you said that because that's very intentional. I know, you know, you might be watching this and think, yeah, email is a chore or it feels really complicated. I've tried it before. And I knew going into email, I was going to have to really bring the fun and try to, you know, the same way we've got a toddler and we want them to get into the vehicle so we can get to the place we've got to go. The more fun, the more light we can make it, the more we can kind of gamify things and, you know, excite them into getting into their seat, the easier it's going to be for everybody. And, you know, as much as we like to think we grow out of that, you know, why not as adults have fun in our business and keep things light and airy and gamify them so, you know, we have energy left for our family at the end of the day.
Right. So I want to talk today about email marketing because, as you said, it's the foundation. It's the first step. When you have a business, especially in the online world and even in, you know, in real life, you want to collect information, you want to be able to serve your people, you want to be able to tell them about things that are happening, and email marketing is the first step in any, you know, business. That's where I would say, let's figure out how to make it as easy and as simple as possible, because if this is the first step and you're already stuck here, you're not going to be able to go do the thing you're meant to do because you're wasting so much of your energy just trying to figure it out. And that's where most people will give up and be like, I'm not techie. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. It's too much for me, right? And you make that so simple. And I feel like an infomercial for the Liz Wilcox email marketing membership, but I really love it. Because it does exactly that. So tell us a little bit about why it's so important, email marketing in general. Like, why is it so fundamental?
Yeah. So in, you know, all the things you have to do in your business, you know, maybe we're talking about social media or, you know, getting on podcasts and all these things, they should be leading into the email list. Like she just said about gathering all that information, because the email list is where you're going to see the highest ROI. I wouldn't be a good email marketer if I didn't tell you for every dollar you spend with email marketing, when you do it correctly, when you have a little fun with it, you can get up to $40, $42 in return. I know for me, I've been in the game for a long time. I see an even bigger return on that investment, and I know it's possible for you too. So I don't know about you. Money tends to motivate me. I have mouths to feed. So that's why when I heard about email, when I heard, oh, all these things you do online should funnel your people into this email list where you sell them, I said, well, I'm nothing if not an efficient chick. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on getting these people on an email list. So number one, you know, it has a really high ROI. Number two, you own your email list. You can take whether, you know, there's all sorts of email service providers, all sorts of places you can store your addresses. And you can go with one today and change your mind tomorrow, right? That's not the same with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you built a following on Instagram and suddenly you don't like their terms and conditions, you can't take all of those followers over to Facebook or, you know, whatever the new thing is. And to help you better understand that, you know, raise your hand if in 2022 you saw, you know, some billionaire buy up Twitter and suddenly Twitter was imploding, right? People were leaving left and right. He basically had no employees. And so if you had built your whole business around finding people on Twitter and nurturing them on Twitter, suddenly it's not going so well for you. So getting those people, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, your own podcast, whatever, getting those people onto an email list allows you to protect those addresses the same way as your family. You all live together in one house, right? And it's scary when your kids grow up and they leave the nest. You know, it's the same. You want those people, you know, in your home, on your email list, so you can nurture them the same way your kids, when you have them, you keep them in the home so you can nurture them, right?
I love that. And you make me realize this is even more of an important conversation because a lot of my people are not interested in being on social media. They're afraid of being there. They're not, you know, it's against their values. It's like, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to be, you know, where all the chatter is. I just want to stay focused. And this is one place where it is so aligned, right? It's so clear that you get to make your own rules about how you write your emails, when you write them, who you write them to, and the people who you're writing to have agreed to read your emails, right? There's something really straight, clean, nice about it. And you don't have to go out and, you know, pretend you're anything, come up with content that doesn't feel aligned, dance to anything, whatever, all the things that are making us all go like, oh, I'm not sure I want to be there, right? It's super, right? It brings you back to the basics of really, it's all about getting the people to hear what you have to say. And people who want to hear more from you will be very glad that you will email them when you have something to say, right?
Absolutely. So the third thing about why email really is it's consent based. I opt in to hear from you, right? And as much as, yeah, when we join social media or some other website, you know, we click, yeah, okay, you can have my cookies or, you know, whatever this 100-page terms and conditions are. And then, you know, Facebook starts to decide for us what advertising we see. Like, yeah, I guess technically we consented, but at the end of the day, not really. That's what I love about email marketing is somebody said, yes, I want to hear from you, Liz. I like you. I'm in tune with your personality, your vision, your values, right? And we can talk a little bit more about that. And, you know, sending the newsletters actually doesn't have to be scary. It can be, yes, these people are in perfect alignment with me. I'm not throwing things into the void, like on social media, like, oh, I hope 5 people saw that before Instagram decided it was garbage, right? You know, that email is sitting there for them. They've consented to it. They want to hear more from you. And I just think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. Like you said, the values, right? When I write emails and someone said, I read your email, right? And they see me in real life or when they, you know, ask me a question, I read this email that you wrote and this really hit home. I know that I get to serve the people who want to hear from me. Really, I'm totally in alignment and it feels really good. So it motivates me to want to do more of it because it's working.
Well, that's music to my ears. I love that so much. And yeah, for me, it's what she just said about, you know, when somebody said, oh, I read your newsletter. It's so different than, oh, yeah, I saw what you posted on Facebook. I don't know. It's this more intimate thing, for lack of a better term, where, you know, the way interact online is so different. You know, the way we even interact on Facebook versus Instagram. But then when we go to our inbox, I like to think of it as the inbox is just like the mailbox. You know, we go out, we've got a few pieces of mail and it's like, okay, yeah, that's a bill. And okay, this, you know, this is somebody that used to live here. I don't know who they are. And, you know, oh my gosh, Liz sent me something. I can't wait to open this. And you open it right away, right? It's that special relationship. And when you can do email right, and again, showing off a little bit of personality, sharing your vision that you have for your clients or future students, and then sharing some values so you know those people are actually aligned, that it's so magical. I personally love it. And I know once you start getting those replies, you start to see some traction. You'll see just how special email can be.
I love how you come alive. Like, you had to see your face.
I'm crazy. I don't know anyone else geeks out about electronic mail the way that I do. It truly has changed my life. It's changed my family's life. I mean, I'm sitting here in this beautiful, like, cedar cabin A-frame home. I'm taking my daughter to Disney World this afternoon. I was able to pay off a debt for my daughter's father a couple months ago. Like, it's changed my whole life. And it's not just my life, my family's life, you know, my mother's life, my brother's life. And it's just when you get it. And also, it's, you know, like, I have this relationship with someone who lives in Israel that I would never have met, you know what I mean? And I feel like we know each other on a certain level. And that, to me, just feels, I'm going to get emotional. It feels like a miracle, you know?
Right.
And I just love email. And I really mean it when I say, like, I want everyone to feel the miracle that it's been for me and my family.
That's really beautiful. And I just want to tell everyone, some people listening are like, but I'm not motivated by money. And a lot of people who are, you know, attracted to my world are like, I don't know what to do because everyone else is running after the money and I'm just not. So notice here how even if you're not motivated by the money, the relationships and the amount of impact that you can make with email is so much greater than if you were to go and try to use other medias like social media and other, I don't know what other medias there are. You know what I'm saying? To just try and connect or communicate something that really is important to you that you're here in this world to do, right? Like, God put me here in this world to get out there and bring his presence into your home and, you know, make you feel really, really aligned and really connected and then bring that into your marriage. It's so beautiful. But like, you know, if I didn't have the ability to communicate and to create those connections, then what am I doing? Just talking to myself? And that's sometimes what feels like when I'm on Facebook or on Instagram.
Absolutely. And I believe that God gives you certain gifts and talents, and God made us a very connected species, right? We're not lone wolves. We live in packs, for lack of a better term. Hey, Nicole, love you too. And yeah, you know, Nicole Beatty, shout out to her. She just joined the chat. Like, I never would have met her. I never would have been able to impact her and be impacted by her brilliance if it wasn't for this love of email marketing. And God gives us these gifts and talents, and he wants us to connect to the right people. And I believe that, you know, God gave us the internet to be able to impact even bigger and better and share our gifts with literally the whole world wide web, right? And so I love being, you know, aside from the money, and, you know, I love being able to help people. In my Facebook group, somebody said, oh, Liz, I showed my membership to my daughter who's 17 years old, and she's trying to, you know, have an Etsy shop. And she was so excited because she got her first reply. And she's texting me while she's at school asking me when we're going to send the next email. And I'm like, what? I never would have, you know, met that girl, that teenager. I never would have had an impact on her if I wasn't brave enough to start an email list. My first business was actually RV caravan travel. And I still have people texting me today, Oh, Liz, because of your emails, I got your emails and I was so motivated. I'm finally in my RV. I'm finally traveling. My wife and I were able to retire. And, you know, your voice is in the back of our head, you know, XYZ, whatever advice I was giving them. And I couldn't have done that had I not started my email list and had those real, true connections with people.
Right. And I love it. So this wasn't to say that it's not okay to be motivated by money, because that's, that money is what runs the world. It's totally cool. But I just want you to know yourself. If you're motivated by this, then go for the ROI and this makes sense. If you're motivated by that, then go for the impact because it makes sense. Either way, it makes sense for you to be investing in your marketing strategy. And that's why I brought Liz, because in the big picture of things, my program is built of four pillars. God is at the core because, he touches every part of our lives, and it should be that way, right? My teacher once said, don't be like a pizza, right? Like pizza is cut into different slices. So like it's not okay to have one slice of God and then all the other slices have nothing to do with God. That would be like the wrong way to live. And I still remember that. Like, it's such a funny high school thing to remember. But God is always at the core. And then around that, we have our life. And it's, the biggest things that we are in charge of are our marriage, family, whatever life, and our business. And if they don't work together and they don't fit nicely with each other, then they're fighting and conflicting with each other. And that's a really terrible place to be. So we want to optimize your business to serve your marriage. We want to make your marriage be really supportive so it serves your business. And we want you, and that's the fourth pillar, to be holding all of that, right? To contain, because you're the vessel. So you're containing your entire life, and everything in your life needs to be working together. And the reason why I am specifically talking about email and why I brought Liz as a guest expert is because when you can optimize your business and not let it drain you on things that don't need to be draining, then you can lean into the things that bring you alive, make you come alive, make you want to shout into the world and be like, this is who I am and that's what I do. And I love you so much. I want you to know about it. Right. And it ends up also freeing you, like you said, to be able to then spend more time with your family, take those vacations, plan ahead so that you don't have to feel weighed down by another thing to do or whatever it is. So that game that's constantly happening between your marriage and your business is optimally optimized. Like we ideally want it to work really, really well. And so I want you to tell us a little bit about how. Let's talk about how do we do it. Let's
Yeah,
get practical.
so I love what you just said because that's why I got into email. I was living in 200 square feet with my husband and a toddler. And I don't know if you've ever met a toddler, but they don't really care about your business, right? They want a sandwich. They need to go to the bathroom. They want to go outside, right? And so when I discovered email and I discovered, you know, very quick, efficient ways to connect, you know, it was game over. It was, you know, everything else could fall to the wayside as long as I was doing those things to build the email list, which I'm going to talk about, and just connect every single week with people. You know, that's how I built the business, and it didn't take, you know, a million years and 10,000 tasks each day. And so with email marketing, of course, you have to build your list and then nurture. So I have something called the email staircase. So first you have a follower and then a friend and then a customer. So you have a follower, right? Whether you're trying on social media, you're getting on interviews like this, you do have to do something to get people on your list. It could be in-person networking, online, getting into Facebook groups. I mentioned Nicole in the chat earlier. I've never actually met Nicole. We were just networking in Facebook groups, and now, you know, we're promoters of each other's programs, right? We can't, again, we're not lone wolves. We need each other, right? That's how God made us. And, you know, that just so happens that's also how to build your list. Just find people to connect with that have similar values, are doing maybe adjacent things, and say, the easiest way to get started is, you know, hey, I'll share your freebie if you share mine. So creating some sort of lead magnet that your people need. For example, mine is a welcome sequence. It's already written for you. Go ahead, you know, take it, use it as a template for your own, right? That's something that's really attractive to my ideal person. And in exchange, they give me their email address, you know, then I can start nurturing them. So taking these followers, doing these list building activities, and once they get on your list, turn them into a friend. Now, I don't mean a friend that you've known since first grade and you're sharing, you know, all your family skeletons and all this. It's just a friend that you have a mutual interest with. So let's say I'm a big, if you can't tell, I'm like a big 90s fan and I love boy bands. Hang on, I actually have a journal here. I'm a big boy band fan. I've got NSYNC in the background over here. And so let's say you're going grocery shopping. You used to be in love with NSYNC. You know, you hit your cart on another woman's cart and you realize, oh, this is a friend that I knew back in seventh or eighth grade. And, oh, remember when we went to that NSYNC concert? Oh, that was so fun. What happened to them? And you just, yeah, Nicole is BSB. And you just happen to know everything and everything about, you know, what NSYNC is doing. Oh my gosh, give me your phone number. I don't have time to chat. You know, my husband's waiting in the car, but give me your phone number. Give me your email address. I can't wait to tell you what Justin Timberlake is up to, right? That kind of friend where you have that mutual interest. You're both excited about something and you are going to share more about that thing, right? I just made up the silly NSYNC, you know, boy band thing. Of course, mine is email, right? But that you have that mutual interest and you're both excited to grow in that mutual interest, that kind of friend. And once you have a list full of friends, you can basically turn them into customers. You can say, oh, perfect example. Oh, by the way, I created this NSYNC journal. I know you're still obsessed. You know, do you want it? Of course they want it because I know they got on my email list to talk about NSYNC. I've been following up about NSYNC. They've been asking me questions, right? And so it becomes a much easier, literal, step-by-step email staircase to get them into customers. Again, I don't create anything that's complicated because I have a family, I have a personal life, you know? And so I can't have a business that's complicated because, you know, life as a mother is complicated enough, right? I'm going to stop there and hopefully that made sense.
Keeping it simple. I love that. Let me just tell you something. You said about how we are not meant to be doing this alone and we're here to support each other. And I'm so in alignment with that. I believe that we are in the times of redemption and, you know, in the Jewish, the thing that we believe is that, or we're told, I don't know how to say that in a fancy way, is that when we left Egypt, the first time there was a redemption, it was motored, it was pushed through by the women. The women were the ones who made it happen. And then it says, just like then, the women were the ones to lead it, so too the second redemption, the one that is going to be coming. We're in that time. We see it. We're totally aware of it. And you see women now are empowered. They're doing things. They're actually changing the world. The level of consciousness of the entire world is rising. And that's happening by all the women pushing each other, flying together, and really collaborating. It's very different from leadership of men, where men, there is a leader, everybody needs to follow me. And that's why there's a lot of fights because, you know, wait, are you the leader or am I the leader? Right? And it needs to be either or. With women, it's like we're all leading. There isn't one leader. There's just this wind of leadership that's rising all together and everyone's supporting everyone. And it feels really good and really in alignment because then you don't feel like there's a competition. You don't feel like there's, you know, scarcity of like, oh, if she gets that client, then I don't get him. It's actually the opposite. I found that anytime I have any guests come, and even if they do the same thing, they end up buying from both of us, or they find the right person for them, and then they're, you know, everyone's happy. It just feels so in alignment with being open to just networking, opening up, working together, making friends. Right. So I love that you said that because it's exactly what I talk about all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay,
Feeling
cool.
that. Go ahead.
What?
I said I'm just really feeling that. I do the same. I mean, there's some people, they say, "Oh, Liz, I want to learn about X." And I say, "Oh, you should definitely go to this other person that does email. They're more technical, or they lean more into storytelling, or they seem just more your energy, right?" So I have no problem because, I love what you just said about, we're being raised to this higher consciousness because it just makes things so less stressful, and also to know, abundance is coming, right? And I'm not stressed about, oh yeah, you need this person, or I can't do that. I know even I do one-on-ones, but right now my schedule's so packed that it's so weird. I told myself, it's so, I love when God tests you, right? Because I said, oh, I'm not going to do any more of those. And no joke, in the last week, I think I've had like five people, hey, where's that link? And so I've been sending them to someone else who's in my membership, but also I believe she's a better copywriter than me, but she knows my methodology and the way my people are being taught. And so I'm like, go to her. I'm sorry, my calendar's so busy. And it has been a test, especially for someone who is motivated by money. I'm like, oh, that could be, but at the end of the day, I need more time with my family.
Right. Okay. Can we talk about your membership? Because you just hit 3,000.
Yeah.
You just hit 3,000 people. And that blows my mind. First of all, because your membership costs $9 a month. And that's like,
Yeah. So
my
let's.
mind is blown.
So I want to share, and I just do you guys, speaking of collaboration over competition, are you aware of Eden Fried? Do you know?
No.
Oh no, you guys need to meet. You guys would get along. So I was recording a something for her. She does Rebel Boss Virtual Summit. It's coming up, and I was recording about my membership, and I started crying. I'm so passionate. I mean, I joke about being motivated by money, but I really do love my membership. And one of the things she just mentioned was, it's $9. And part of that was, of course, I'm a very strategic thinker, but one day I was sitting down to write my newsletter and I was thinking, what do I write? What do I write? That's what everybody thinks. It's like, oh, I have nothing to write. And I had just signed, I think about $20,000 in copywriting services. So that was for like three or four different companies. And I grew up really poor. I support my mother financially. I've been supporting her financially since I was 16, and I should have been really relieved. Like, okay, in my head, the math is in my head. Okay, that's going to support us for the next 3 months. I can breathe. But then, part of the impact, right, that we were talking about, that push and pull of what motivates you. I had this email list of 800 people, and I had a $22 tripwire. I had some, $100 workshop here, very comparative to other people, what other people in my industry are doing. And I thought, why are more people, why aren't more people buying? And then I thought back to day one, Liz, and this is where I'm going to get emotional, where, my family and I were struggling, but I really believed that I could figure this email thing out. I can figure this online business thing out. And I remember, every dollar that I spent on my business, I would look at my toddler, I would look at my husband and think like, am I hurting, or I'm sorry, am I helping or am I hindering? Is this a crazy idea or is this really going to be the thing, as a woman leader, like is this really going to be the thing that brings us out of this? And I'm constantly asking, helping or hindering, every dollar. And, luckily I chose helping. Luckily I trusted my intuition and what the spirit was telling me. And, I kept going for it. But I remember every dollar meant something to me and my family. It wasn't like, oh, I've got, yeah, I'm gonna just blow $3,000, or every dollar really mattered in that moment of life. And so I thought about that, and I thought, what if all 800 people on this list, because your email addresses are actually just people, and I thought, what if every all 800 of these people are Liz Wilcox 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago. What if they are having to choose, like, am I helping my family or am I hindering them? And that's the thing that gets me emotional. And that's the reason why I said, okay, this is going to be $9. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to write everybody's newsletter for them. Just like I mentioned at the top of the hour, I really want email to work for you. I know it can work for you. I know it can take, you know, your family, your circumstances from here to there. I know it in my bones, you know, but how do I convince people who are trying to do all the things and who are, you know, being pushed and pulled between family life and this marketing strategy and that, you know, coach telling you this and this Facebook ad feeding you this? I said, well, what if I just charged $9? I feel like the majority of people for $9 might give me a chance to prove it to them. And that's going to help me. You know, I can't do things for free. I have a stomach. My kid has a stomach. And, you know, I was thinking long-term growth. I didn't think it was going to explode overnight, right? So I thought, oh, $9 at a time, if I just chisel away for a few years, maybe that could replace my whole income. And so that's kind of the origin story. And that's why it remains $9 today. Because I think back to that Liz Wilcox, who really did have to, you know, convince herself and her family to give it a shot. And I just love helping those people. And I love proving to them, like, oh, this really can be simple. And, you know, I don't want to gatekeep the information. And it's so amazing. Yeah, we just hit 3,000 members and we serve 22 countries. And the impact, I mean, 3,000 times 9, that's $27,000 a month. Like, that's like, it's so, it blows my, I can't even form a sentence thinking about it. But thinking about those 3,000 people, thinking about those people I'm helping, you know, that live in the Philippines, that 17-year-old girl that's discovering email for the first time, you know, Nicole Beatty in the chat, you know, all these people and all that impact, and thinking about the messages I get of, oh, I just made my first dollar online because I sent your email. It's like, it literally takes my breath away each time. So if you're into email, or if I've convinced you, I, you know, for $9, I also shamelessly promote it. I'd love for you to give it a go. I think it's worth it. I pour my heart and soul into it. I don't take client work. This really is the only thing that I do. And I love it so much, I'm sweating.
Okay. How long did it take from the moment you started it until it blew up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and let this be some inspiration to you that, you know, if you lean into what the spirit is telling you, no matter what fears you have, like, you just might be surprised at what happens. So I had this idea that was February 2021. I got 100 people in the first 30 days, which that was very active. That was, hey, I want 100 people. I want 100 people. Will you join? Will you join? And then it kind of tinkered off. I did have a lot of copywriting to do. $20,000 was a lot of words. And then I opened up an affiliate program. So, you know, you join, or you get a friend to join, you get 50% of the $9. And that's when things really started taking off. And honestly, a little bit of it was just luck. You know, of course you have to put yourself in the room to experience that luck. But someone with a list, I think of probably about 10,000, joined, and they loved it, and they started spreading it, and they just had one of those viral communities, and it started growing from there. I think after the first 6 months, it was like at 500, and then it got to 900 in the first like 11 months, and I hit 1,000. It took me 1 year and 6 days. I was so like, oh, I'm trying to get it in 1 year, but I just couldn't. I was tired. I was like, well, when it
was. By the way, I think I joined when you were in the 900s.
Okay, so about a year ago.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like December, January, February. Right. And so then in 2022, it just, you know, it just started getting bigger and bigger. And so now we hit 3,000. It was like 2 years and 3 days old. So I can't even, you guys, like, I can't even fathom it. You know, on paper, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's awesome. Yeah. And I can think about all the strategies I did. But at the end of the day, it really just feels like it's such a humbling thing for me too.
I know Nicole is like, to have 1,000 people in 1 year is insane. I think nobody can get 1,000 people into their email list in a year, let alone people to give them money, right?
Yeah, amen. Amen. It really is wild, but I'm not going to, I don't know, downplay. I really did work for it as well. All those things I said about list building, you know, connecting with others, getting on podcasts. In 2022, I was on over 80 podcasts. I grew the affiliates to, I think right now I have 653 because I just looked right before this call. My goal is to have 1,200 by the end of the year. So I really do work, but it's not, I'm all, again, going back to the top of the hour, I'm a very efficient person. So I'm only doing the things that I know are going to lead to the members or, you know, to getting on the list, right? I'm not wasting my time chasing rabbit holes or going down rabbit holes, right? I really know the things that light me up. I know the things that align with my vision, align with my values. I can, you know, and the firmer you get into that, you know, if you see someone or see something online, you know, energetically, you know, the spirit, whatever you call it, you know, if it's right for you. And just
Right.
learning to lean into that intuition, leaning into that spirit has really behooved me.
Thank God. It's just amazing.
Yes,
And
thank
here's
God.
the thing. Thank God. $9 a month. You would think that you're signing up and getting some, like, I don't know, a little, like, here, take a bone, right? But, like, no, you guys, it is so amazing. And that's why I am one of those, like, I just want to sing your praises because it works and it's true. And everything that we said is so aligned. Like Nicole said in the chat, it speaks to who Liz is and her authenticity. She's real and I love her for that. And I have to say the same thing. There's something so beautiful about getting to a Q&A call that has like 250 people asking questions and you're just like on fire. Yes, no, okay, what do you do about this? Let me show you the back end of my, you know, like no problem, transparency, like as much information, just overflow of love and help and strategy. There is nothing that I have ever met that is like this. The amount of
You're gonna make me
community.
cry. I'm so emotional. Hitting that 3,000 like burst something in me. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I really thank you for seeing that because I really do think back to that Liz Wilcox who was so desperate, and we've all been there, so desperate for the next right step, so doubting ourselves, and you know, and honestly, even buying things and it being a disappointment, right? And so
Exactly.
I know myself. I know that I'm really good with a lot of people. You might be thinking, oh my gosh, 3,000 people, I would have a heart attack. And so lean into what feels good for you. You might not want that large of an impact. You might be really good with one-on-one. Personally, I get really stressed just one person. Like, oh my gosh, they have that whole weight on me. It's an I have my child. That's the only person I want to rely solely on me. So, but I love the impact that I can give with this $9 membership. And I knew going into it, I wanted a very large community, but I wanted it to feel like she just said, like, wow, I can't believe Liz is doing all this stuff. I can't believe, like, I thought maybe it would just be X, but it's X, Y, and Z, you know? And so that to me, you know, I kind of wanted to restore the humanity in online, you know, cheap little memberships. And it thank you so much for seeing that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think that this is a great place to wrap it up and say that there is no one strategy that works in online marketing. There is no one way to do business. And people who tell you have to do it this way because if not, you're going to fail, or you have to do this, and that because that's what everybody needs to do, is not going to be true. There is no one size fits all anything. And if anything, it's actually about you finding your unique voice, your unique strengths, and then being able to lean into them and be brave enough, like you were, to say, I'm going to do this, even if people are telling me it's crazy, even though it sounds ridiculous. Like, just do it because it feels right and you're being led. It's so beautiful. And I love that we had this conversation. I am encouraging everyone to check out my affiliate link because, hey, why not? I am an affiliate. Go and, sign up for Liz's membership. Let's help her get to the next goal. I think is your next goal 4,000?
My goal is 10,000 by end of the year, by the end of 2023.
Okay,
So I
let's
guess
do it. Let's
4,000. I guess I set my eyes on 4,000.
do
I tend to get
it.
ahead.
Let's blow 4,000. Like, oh, we did that so quickly. So yeah, let's do it. Go and check out the link down at the bottom or in the bio or wherever it is. I am so impressed with you. I'm so blessed to have you in my podcast, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. I cannot wait to see what everybody does with email.
Thank you.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.